Our next guest has been the biggest name in morning TV for over 20 years.
Hello, and thanks for joining us.
And when it comes to money, he's got the tips.
Step number one, set your goals and your values.
He loves his footy, and people love him.
So after 20 consecutive premierships in the breakfast TV ratings game, I'm finding it harder to get off the ground to take those specky marks.
Please welcome for his retirement lap, David Koch.
Holy Moses, welcome to the show, Koshy. How are you?
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm good. I'm relieved that it's all out there now and looking forward to what's ahead.
Oh, yeah. How long have you been... Listen, guys, I want to have a quick chat. How long have those behind-the-scenes chats been going on with you and management?
Sort of end of last year. We came up with the timetable and... They said, well, you know, get you out before the end of June, and if we can stay connected, and you know, you go back to your finance nerd roots and pop up every now and again on a finance story for the next 18 months would be great. So they've been wonderful. Seven Management have been great, and as they always have been, terrific supporters of me and also the show over the years.
Yeah, and how funny, towards the end of the footy season, and Koshy won't have the early rise. How perfect.
Exactly. So I won't need to go through another winter of early morning rises, so I'll be good.
Koshy, it was probably well known you were more on the back nine as opposed to the front nine with the show. And, of course, you said you've sort of been in the making for about the last 12 months. In footy terms, when a senior player gets injured, there's usually someone in the twos that starts texting and going, oh, just checking how your hamstring is. What's it looking like? Who's been hanging around like a sheep's dad, Koshy?
Oh, yeah.
Look, everyone knows that this is the best TV gig in the world.
Yep.
And so I've been... really supported here. We have a great team on Sunrise, Weekend Sunrise as well. Sherbo fills in for me on a Friday, Matt Doran and Monique and the whole team. So the family's big, and like we've changed hosts a number of times before. This show is bigger than any one individual, and we're part of an extended family, and I think that's the secret of it going forward. We have enormous pride in what we do, and I have enormous gratitude in being given the chance to be on it.
Koshy, we roll in about 4:30 to 5 here for breakfast radio. It's a different beast TV. What time's that alarm going off for 21 years?
Don't forget, I have no hair and I'm no oil painting.
Yeah, you're lucky. You are gifted in that manner.
So about 3:30 of a morning, and because I live during the week close to the studio, so I'm in here about 4:10 past 4.
Oh,
so
bad.
It's pretty good. Now, unlike sort of the girls who and their wave, let me say it's not because they need the extra time on makeup, but because they have hair.
It's just natural. Yeah. Hey, listen, you, would, of course, would be across some big news yesterday here in WA regarding this.
Do you have your eyes on maybe the corporate world, an ambassadorship, maybe Sunrise presenter?
Replacing Koshy. How would I go replacing Koshy?
Of course, Mr. Mark McGowan resigns yesterday, eyeing off your seat. Would you eye off his?
Well, I can understand why he would be eyeing off my seat to spend all his morning sitting next to the Queen of WA and Natalie Barr. I'm not sure if Mark McGowan was in my seat that the rest of Australia would get a look in from the two of them in terms of news and coverage.
Yeah.
Mark McGowan's job in politics, you wouldn't pay me to get into politics, I don't
just
think.
Politics will stop now, right?
Nah. Not on the agenda.
Footy politics is probably enough. Koshy, 8 in a row, Port Adelaide, round 2, lost by 71 points to Collingwood. Gee whiz, you're riding a high now.
Well, this weekend, if we're lucky enough to get up against Hawthorn at home, we actually break the club's winning streak record.
Is it really?
of nine in a row. So the boys, Kenny is coaching so well. The boys have stepped up. The young midfielders are going well. And we've been doing this without two of our key forwards. So there's a lot to like about the team at the moment, but they've just got a great work ethic.
Is Kenny walking around with a pen in his pocket full time just in case something arrives?
He and I have had an agreement since before the start of the season. We're not going to even talk about it till August.
No distractions
to give him and the team the best chance to succeed this year. And let me tell you, at this stage, I'm pretty happy with that strategy.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm pretty sure he probably is too. Nice.
Hey, just quickly before we let you go, Koshy, I see this. I'm working on this. Koshy, 21 Years of Dawn. It's a movie.
Oh.
Who plays you?
Oh.
Who plays you?
Who plays me? Well, maybe Matt Damon.
I like it.
Touch
of action on the side.
I've got tickets on myself, I know, or I've got delusional hotness syndrome.
Yes.
Picking him, I think. Just don't choose Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Because he is the grumpiest person that I have ever interviewed.
Is that he has got a bit of edge, hasn't he?
What got you with him, Koshy? Why was he so grumpy? Was he having an off day?
He didn't want to be there with the interview, and I cut it short and said, well, obviously you've got no interest in doing this interview, so let's not waste our viewers' time.
Have you done that many times before, Koshy?
No, only with him.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there's been a few. Yeah.
The great man. Very upset. David Koch, hanging on the boots after 21 years. You can still catch him on Channel 7 for the next couple of weeks, though.
Not this Friday, but next, Koshy. That's our last day with you on air.
Yes, that's it.
On you, Koch.
Friday next week.
Friday next week.
I'd love to say good luck in the footy this weekend, Koshy, but I am a Hawks man, so hopefully that win streak just doesn't quite get there. But, mate, room for Port Adelaide this year. They're doing some wonderful things. And, of course, congratulations on your TV career.
Good on you, guys. Thank you for that.